You are now on air.
Audio month, day number 20. The audio date is 11.20.2019. Current time is 07:34 a.m. Eastern time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside. And it is day number 20 of the Audio Month Challenge 2019. The original Audio Month Challenge. Na Pod Pomo. Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on the Anchor as well as over there on Twitter. And we're here for another installment of an audio for this audio month challenge. 30 days, 30 audios. The original, the 12th year of Na Pod Pomo, the original audio challenge. And it's going. We're still here. Currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, it's 33 degrees Fahrenheit. And what's our weather going to be like today? Cloudy skies, high near 40, winds northwest at 10 to 15, almost a carbon copy of yesterday. And the sun this morning rose at 7:02 a.m. So about, 34 minutes ago, the sun was rising. I'm looking out. I'm on the iPod Touch here using the Boss Jock app so I can look out the windows, and yep, there's an overcast. I actually have I'm using the Google Chrome bit on the big screen here that's usually behind me. If you see my picture of me at the computer desk, is a Sanyo big screen, not as big as the one before that I broke the screen, but sort of standing here at it, sort of another workstation that I have, but I'm looking outside and Mrs. just came in topping off the bird feeders there, so I do have the morning coffee this morning too, and it's tasting good. But it is cloudy, overcast, and it does look like a fall day out there. I'm looking out both windows here on either side, and you still have the fall leaves. For the most part, all the leaves have fallen from the last remaining leaves were from this maple tree out back, and there's just a few leaves. They're all brown and down, and then the flat field that we have out there, I don't really see any cows up on the hill yet, as of yet, but I'm sure they'll be moseying up there and the like. But before I get started, I have to say that I'll be talking about a company in this particular audio, and I want to go right up front. I have no affiliation with this company at all for general purposes, just to say. I have absolutely no affiliation with the company that I am about to talk about here on this day 20 of the Audio Month Challenge. Now, there is somebody that does have an association with him, with this company, and that is Bill Gates. And the secret energy startup reveals solar tech that could end fossil fuel use. Yes. And yesterday's audio was concerning something of that nature, the use of solar power, solar panels at the University of down there in Australia. I forgot, was the Sunshine Coast University? With that water battery. Well, this is even more exciting. because it's another solution to the ever discussed about, talked about, and we need to do something. And here's another solution to our environmental woes. Working in secret, Bill Gates backed a solar company, reveals tech that could spell the end of fossil fuels. Wouldn't that be great? We wouldn't have to use any fossil fuels. And what type of fuel are we using? Well, I said in the title there, solar. A solar secret energy startup reveals solar tech. So you know it has to do with solar panels. A secret clean energy startup backed by Bill Gates has gone public with the announcement of its new technology that uses concentrated solar energy to exceed temperatures greater than 1,000 degrees Celsius. That's 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit. And it could be a game changer in the fight against the climate crisis. I call it climate issue. It's not really, I think once we reach the tipping point, I said yesterday, then we have a crisis. We have a pending crisis that we have a lot of solutions. And this is a big solution here, folks. For perspective, that kind of heat is about one quarter the temperature found on the surface of the sun. At that temperature, the energy company, Heliogen, can replace the use of fossil fuel in critical industrial processes, including the production of cement, steel, and petrochemicals, dramatically reducing greenhouse gas emissions from these activities. The singular scientific achievement was accomplished at Heliogen's commercial facility in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It's Lancaster, California. Let's see. Heliogen's mission is to create the world's first technology that can commercially replace fossil fuels with carbon-free, ultra-high temperature heat from the sun and to transform sunlight into fuel at scale, taking a major step towards solving climate change and reducing this carbon emissions, the CO emissions in the atmosphere. Its heat technology represents a key technical breakthrough for concentrated solar thermal. Previous commercial concentrated solar thermal systems have been designed to reach temperatures of up to 565 degrees Celsius, useful for powerful generation, but insignificant for many industrial processes. So they need more energy. Many of these processes require much higher temperatures, which have traditionally been reached through the burning of fossil fuel. The potential impact of Heliogen's patented technology is massive, with temperatures from its concentrated solar thermal technology exceeding 1,000 degrees Celsius. Heliogen will be able to replace the fuel that generates greenhouse gas emissions from industrial process with solar energy for the first time. For instance, cement production, one of the industry's processes well suited to Heliogen's technology, alone accounts for more than 7% of global CO2 emissions. Today, industrial processes like those used to make cement, steel, and other materials are responsible for more than a fifth of all emissions, says Bill Gates. These materials are everywhere in our lives, but we don't have any proven breakthroughs that will give us affordable zero carbon versions of them. If we're going to get to zero carbon emissions overall, we have a lot of inventing to do. I'm pleased to have been an early backer of this novel solar concentrated technology. Its capability to achieve the high temperatures required for those processes is a promising development in the quest to one day replace fossil fuel. In addition to industrial process heat, Heliogen's technology roadmap calls for temperatures up to 1,500 degrees Celsius. At that temperature, Heliogen can perform CO2 splitting and water splitting to make 100% fossil free fuel such as hydrogen or syngas. Heliogen is able to achieve these breakthrough temperatures as a result of its technology that uniquely uses advanced computer version software to highly accurate align a large array of mirrors to reflect sunlight to a single target. The firm's founder and chief executive officer is Bill Gross, a lifelong entrepreneur and founder of Ideal Lab. The Heliogen team includes scientists and engineers from Caltech, MIT, and other leading institutes, and is based in Pasadena, California. The world has a limited window to dramatically reduce greenhouse gas emissions, said Heliogen CEO and founder Bill Gross, who is also the founder and chairman of Ideal Lab. We have great strides to deploy clean energy in our electrical system, but electricity accounts for less than one quarter of the global energy demand. Heliogen replaces a technical leap forward to address the other 75% of energy demand, the use of fossil fuel for industrial process and transportation. With low-cost, ultra-high temperature process heat, we have an opportunity to make a meaningful contribution to solve the climate crisis. And in the audio description box to this audio, there will be a link, another link to a video of Heliogen's achieving breakthrough temperature. It's a pretty good, it's about a minute and 30. Oh, I got it right here. Let's see, it's a minute. It's a minute and 45 seconds. Heliogen achieves breakthrough temperature for concentrated sunlight industrial process, and it came out yesterday. So this is just breaking news right now, and you know if Bill Gates is involved in this, it's the real deal. So I found it pretty interesting, given the audio I did yesterday of the innovated water battery that a university down in Australia is using. Now we have something that's on the industrial level, and you know, I always thought, well, geez, we have that technology, don't we? Because I remember there being a fairly new, well, when they changed James Bond, the James Bonds there, the guy who, he's not doing it now, but he was doing his first one, it had something to do with a solar collector. So that might have been a solar collector down there in South America that only reached to the 500 degrees Celsius. Hmm. But that's hot. But this is this type of technology, it's more than double that, if not triple that, to where being able to deploy that in our major industry processes can help us immensely. And that's what it is. That's some more good news, another solution to the ongoing climate change issue. We have them out there, folks. And I think, you know, I just think we're on the edge of some really wild stuff that's going to take place here in the next 10 to 20 years. So, hey, Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on the Anchor, as well as over there on Twitter, saying, hey, you all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. You all live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.